047 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell. I saw a pony mare, a sorrel. A man claimed the horse as stolen, objected to, and excluded by the court. I identify Bruff, who is now brought in. Cross-examined. I had never seen Worrell before that day. I saw him soon after his arrest in the St. Louis jail in a cell. Two cells were pointed out as containing them, but not discriminated. I have seen him about four times since I first saw him. I went to his cell about three times. I went to see him about the pony. The first time I saw him was at my house. He hailed me to sell me the horse, and on my not agreeing, he rode on. But in 15 minutes they all came back, and I bought the horse and paid him. He looked like a very genteel man. He had whiskers, by which I mean a beard on the face. I think he had a mustache, I don't recollect. His beard was long. When I saw him in the cell, he had been shaved, and he had a small beard which had not grown very long. When I traded with him, I noticed him particularly, as I do every man I trade with. I knew Gordon. I am not positive what sort of horse he or either of them rode. Re-examined. There is no doubt in my mind that the prisoner is the one who sold me the pony. I saw nothing wrong with him. He appeared rational and shrewd in a trade. The reason for my certainty is that I know him by his features, and also by conversations between him and me of things nobody else knew. My memory, therefore, helps it, independent of which I think I would recognize him, but that strengthens it. George T. Camp. I saw the prisoner at Warrenton on the evening of January 24th, 1856. He was in company with Gordon, and a man I have since heard called Bruff. I was standing in the upper part of town talking, and saw three men riding up, one of whom I recognized as Gordon. He stopped and chatted with me for about 10 minutes. I urged him to stay all night, but he desired to go on to Mr. Hutchinson's to make his ride easier the next day. I identify Bruff. Cross-examined. Both Worrell and Bruff attracted my particular attention because I thought they might be new contractors or engineers on the road. I am a contractor for ties to the railroad. Wilson Hutchinson. I live 4 miles east of Warrenton, on the Boonslick Road. I am a farmer and entertain travelers. The first time I saw the defendant was in January 1856 at my house. He came there on January 24th, about dark, and he and a man then called Gordon and a man then called Bruff remained there all night. I identify Bruff as the same man and Worrell as the same man who were that night at my house. I have since seen them in the St. Louis jail. They left my house between 7 and 8 o'clock the next morning. They all came together and went together eastward on the 25th. After they had come in that night, Worrell took out a pistol and loaded it. January 22nd. Wilson Hutchinson. There was a right smart but not a great deal of snow on January 25th. It was still snowing and quite cold. The next time, after Gordon left my house, that I saw Gordon was when the body was found in the gully and the snow taken off.